Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and, well, you don't look too bad. Joining us, Scott Bird, who's been on the run for probably a few weeks now. How are you, my friend?
Still running.
Still running. I'll bet you are, and with good reason, too. But before we get to whatever's running next for you, let's look back. This past Saturday was a big day. You had the big auction, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was great. We had a real good turnout. A lot of familiar faces, yeah. some new faces in the crowd too, which that's what we like to see.
You know,
some familiar faces, some new faces. Everybody had a good time.
That's part of it. But the main thing is the amount of money raised to help out some great kids with Michigan Special Olympics.
Absolutely. You know, we did with this fundraising thing. You have good years and then you have better years. This year was a good year. We raised $13,000 that afternoon for Special Olympics.
That is a good year. I know with the economy the way it is, sometimes it's tough. But you know, you hear it right there. You know, as bad as things are here, you got $13,000 from people in the area. That's terrific.
All things considered, you got to love it. And again, yeah. It's like I've said before, it's part of a community. We couldn't do it without the community support. You know, the volunteers, the staff, the girls that are out getting items donated, the people that are donating the items,
exactly,
and the people that come to play and spend money and have a good time and help us raise the money. So
that's right.
It is a great time. We had a great afternoon, and we're looking forward to the next event.
That's right. Well, now the next event for you is the Wirtz Warriors, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
February 2 at approximately 12:45 in the afternoon on Sunday. That's Super Bowl Sunday, I guess.
I'm not
much of a Super Bowl fan.
Well,
anyhow,
lucky.
Yeah. So February 2 at about 12:45, the Wirtz Warriors are going to be out to the Sand Lake Sports Bar. That's when we will start our week-long snowmobile endurance ride.
Okay.
Again, for Special Olympics.
All right. Now, what does that ride entail? How does that work? I mean, we always talk to you about the ride, but you do a week-long thing, lots of stops, that kind of thing?
Lots of stops. Every day we're stopping at somewhere different all throughout northern lower Michigan. Our first overnights in West Branch. After Sand Lake Bar, we leave and we go into Augray and then into Alger, Sterling, West Branch. But every day throughout the week, we stop several times wherever they raise money for Michigan Special Olympics.
Okay.
There's a lot of service organizations, a lot of little mom and pop restaurants, bars, wherever people have raised money, the Wirtz Warriors will stop. They can make their check presentation, and we collectively take the money to Special Olympics on Wednesday afternoon in Traverse City. We'll be attending the opening ceremonies for the Winter Games, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's the highlight. I don't care who you ask. That's the highlight of the whole week for us. Wednesday afternoon, we get to spend some quality time with the athletes. And again, like I say, attend the opening ceremonies. That's where Wirtz Warriors will make the big presentation for the check to Special Olympics. And the 12 years now that I've been involved, we've presented $285,000.
Well, congratulations on that. That's an incredible accomplishment for a great group, that's for sure.
It is. And, yeah. And again, you know, it's great to be a part of this organization. It's a lot of fun. That week-long ride is it truly is an endurance ride, because we ride when it's cold, we ride when it's, you know, we ride in all kinds of conditions.
Now, do you ride continuously? Are you able to do that, especially with a year like this now? Will you be able to ride your snowmobile from one stop to the other?
It looks like it's going to be a good year for the ride. Yeah. Good. Last year we trailered one day, but we still put on like 860 miles for that week.
Nice.
But it does. It looks favorable for us to be able to go pretty much anywhere we need to go.
Good deal. Good deal. Then your business isn't done then. You're out on a week on the snowmobile, and then you got to get back in time to start putting things together for the 13th annual Frosty Invitational.
13 years now.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun,
it
I
does.
Guess.
I can't believe that first year you came in here and said, here's the idea. And I went, wow, what a cool idea.
And it's grown. Yeah. It's just continued to grow. And again, it's one of them things. You get these people that come out, they have a great afternoon with us, they'll go back and they'll tell friends, and then they'll bring friends, and it just, that's how it grows, word of mouth. And again, that's another community, a lot of support through the community there. I've been out, I've been talking to sponsors again this year. I've picked up a couple new sponsors. I've got some familiar sponsors, Northern Pines Kennel, for example. They've been with us for quite some time.
Okay.
And this year, new sponsors, Rose Ice out of Tawas in the Hilltop Bar in Oscoda.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a couple new sponsors. Yeah. And like I say, I've been touching base with the past sponsors.
Sure.
and running again. But you know, I went ahead and ordered a little bit warmer weather for that day.
Yeah, you might want it just a touch warmer. Yeah,
first time in 13 years, I'm going to be hoping for warmer weather. Man, well, I'm telling you, the ice conditions are good though. It looks again, we got all things are go. Looks like it's going to be a good time, another good year for us out there.
I think as cold as it is, it's frozen all the way down to the bed of the lake, isn't it?
Well, I don't have to worry about drilling holes through the ice.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's February 15th. It gets underway at 1 o'clock, right?
Right. Tee off at 1 o'clock. Yeah. And we're going to do, again, the turkey bowling, the chip challenge, the long drive competition. We're working on getting prizes from the sponsors. And everybody's coming, stepping up again, and I've got no reason to believe it won't be a good year.
That's right. Well, if they want more information on the Frosty, and I know we're going to have you in here a couple more times before the Frosty Invitational, but if they want more information on that or how they can help out with Special Olympics, what's the numbers they call?
The number out to the Sand Lake Bar is 469-9962, or my cell phone is 989-450-3270. Give me a call. Yeah. Be happy to answer any questions you got. Anybody out to the bar would also be able to help you out. But give me a call. We'll talk about Special Olympics. We can talk about Wirtz Warriors. I'll give you all the information you need and invite you on out.
Well, if I don't talk to you beforehand, safe travels to you, my friend. And we'll look forward to talking to you in the near future about the Frosty Invitational.
Very good. I thank you so much.